Yeah. Okay, Daniel, I think that's...
All right.
Yeah, that's doing fine. Okay, now will you give me your name, please?
Georgie.
Okay. And your address? And your place of birth?
Franklin County.
Okay. And you told me it was about 5 miles out.
Yes, ma'am, 5 miles out.
Okay. And you tell me you're a retired factory worker.
Yes, ma'am.
You worked in Tocoa.
That's right.
Okay. And and you went to school in Franklin County through the 8th grade.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let's see now. I'll skip on down and ask you about your father's parents. Do you know where they came from?
My father's parents, I know they were raised in Franklin County. Grandpa said that.
Both of them.
I know they were raised here because I heard talk of them all my life. I wasn't old enough to remember, but I heard them talk enough to know they were raised here.
Okay. Now, do you know anything else? Can you push back your ancestry farther than that?
No, that's far back. Now, I don't know anything about my grandpa. I didn't know about what they said.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, I wasn't old enough. I heard them say that my granddad and father, he used to tote me around, but I can't remember.
Okay. Let's see now. Are you married, Mr. Mason?
No, ma'am. Single.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about.
Yes.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
Between...
Well, the latter part of the daylight hours... Around 3 or 4 p.m., you might say,
I'll see you early in the morning.
Well, now, this isn't in the morning. This is between, say, noon and 6 o'clock.
Oh, is it evening?
You call it, okay. Now, see, that's what I want to know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'll see you in the evening.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say,
We got up before sunup.
Okay. And in the morning, you say it's sun up, and in the evening, it's...
Sundown.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, you say that the weather is...
Clearing up.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Clearing off showers, some folk call them.
Okay.
Don't they have a different name for it, but...
Okay. Well, if you can think of two or three different names, I'd be happy to hear them all.
Yes.
What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
A shelter over which now?
Over a fireplace.
Okay. A shelter over a fireplace.
Uh-huh.
A fireboat.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Splinters.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
Fat pine.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers where you hang clothes?
Clothes closet.
Okay. And what do you call a great big old piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Cedar chest.
Okay.
Wouldn't have to be a cedar, but it just be a clothes chest.
Okay. And you can hang things up there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house that keep the weather out on the sides?
Keep the weather on the outside?
Uh-huh. So they just...
Roof.
No, this is on the sides of the house. On a wood house. On the sides, the boards.
Oh, weather boat.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed?
The cover part of it?
Uh-huh. Like right out there.
That's the front porch.
Uh-huh.